Canada's Rebecca Marino pulled off her biggest win since returning to tennis, upsetting world number 26 Madison Keys of the United States in straight sets on Monday at the National Bank Open. The 30-year-old Marino, ranked 220th in the world, topped the 16th-seeded Keys 6-3, 6-3 in Montreal to reach the second round at the Canadian tournament for the first time in her career. It's just her third career win over a top 30 player and first since 2011 when she beat Russia's Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova, ranked 15th at the time, at the Luxembourg Open. "I don't even know where to begin. This one means a lot," Marino said of the victory. "It's been a long journey back, not only coming out of retirement but a big injury, in 2019. I knew this tournament would be a really good chance to sneak up on some players." Marino will face number 31 Paula Badoa of Spain next. The Vancouver native is in the midst of what she calls the second chapter in her career following numerous setbacks that derailed the one-time WTA top 40 player. Marino took almost 5 years off from tennis shortly after the 2013 Australian Open, leaving the sport at 22 citing battles with depression. She worked on her physical and mental well-being during her time away and returned to tennis in late 2017. But her comeback was hampered by a severe foot injury. She didn't play a competitive match from July 2019 to January 2021. During that time, Marino's father, Joe, died of cancer at age 59. Marino had a promising start to the 2021 season by winning the Australian Open qualifying tournament in January, and returned to her first Grand Slam event in 8 years in February. "I think it's evident by the way I'm playing that I think it was the right decision to step away from the game," said Marino. "It made me rediscover my passion and love for the sport. And I think it also shows I'm in a completely different headspace. I'm proud of how far I've come to where I am right now." Meanwhile, Canadian Vasek Pospisil, ranked 61st in the world, was halfway to the second round before falling to 56th-ranked Tommy Paul of the United States in three sets. The 24-year-old qualifier took the match in Toronto 6-7, 5, 6-2, 6-3 in 2 hours 21 minutes. Up next for Paul is 10th-seeded Roberto Bautista Agut of Spain, who has a first-round bye. Also, Leila Fernandez of Laval, K., was ousted in Montreal in the evening session by Britain's Harriet Dart. Dart toppled Fernandez 7-5, 7-6, 4, to set up a second-round date with second-seeded Canadian Bianca Andreescu, who is the defending champion on the women's side. "She played a good match. I, unfortunately, did not," said Fernandez. "I made one too many mistakes on key moments. I had many opportunities that I didn't take advantage of." The tournament, formerly known as the Rogers Cup, was not held in 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Tennis Canada is allowing 5,000 fans this year for each of the day and night sessions at Centre Court in Montreal, and 4,500 per session in Toronto. Earlier, 19-year-old American Amanda Anisimova advanced to the second round of the women's tournament after her opponent, Tereza Martinkova of the Czech Republic, retired with Anisimova leading 6-1, 4-3. Anisimova said she feels like she is in a groove after advancing to the main draw in Montreal through the qualifying tournament. "I think it was good that I got a couple matches in, qualifiers," she said. "I have a couple matches to back me up and give me some confidence in the main draw." In another early match at Centre Court, Katerina Sinikova of the Czech Republic convincingly defeated world number 29 Yelena Ostapenko of Latvia 6-1, 6-3. In other matches in Montreal, 11th seed Maria Sakkari of Greece advanced when Marie Buzkova of the Czech Republic retired. Sakkari was up 6-4, 3-1 at the time. "Well, you know, it was a little bit. It was shocking when I walked on the court and there was a crowd," Sakkari said. "I haven't seen that since Roland Garros. That was a very nice thing." France's Océane Dodin upset 14th seed Karolina Muchova of the Czech Republic 6-3. 1-6, 6-2, and 13th seed Ons Jabeur of Tunisia downed Clara Burel of France 6-1, 6-3. Romania's Sorana Cirstea beat American Alison Risquet, Nadia Podoroska of Argentina beat Magda Linet of Poland, Spain's Paula Badosa downed Victoria Golubic of Switzerland and Ila Tomljanovic of Australia advanced when opponent Fiona Ferro of France retired. In the men's tournament, Marin Cilic of Croatia fired 13 aces in a 6-2, 4-6, 6-3 victory over Spain's Albert Ramos Vinolas, while Hugo Humbert of France beat Lorenzo Sonego of Italy 6-3, 6-4. Italy's Fabio Fognini beat Germany's Jan-Lennard Struff in three sets, while Australian qualifier James Duckworth downed Taylor Fritz of the United States in straight sets. Also, American Riley Opelka got by Australia's Nick Kyrgios in three sets after dropping the first. Qualifier Braden Schnurr of Pickering, Ant. The first Canadian in main draw action, lost 6-3, 6-2 to South Africa's Lloyd Harris. In doubles action, Montreal's Félix Auger-Aliassime and Alexis Galarno of Laval, K. fell 6-4, 7-6, 6, to Russians Karen Khachanov and Andrei Rublev. I thought we played a good match, to be honest, Auger-Aliassime said. You know, they played good in the first set. We did small mistakes. Then the second set it was really unlucky. We missed some crazy shots in the tiebreak that we shouldn't have, but that's how it goes. It happens. Auger-Aliassime will play his first singles match Wednesday after getting a first-round bye. This report by the Canadian Press was first published August 9, 2021. The Canadian Press.